So we should say something. Today is the Gundicha Marjan. leading up to and tomorrow, the Jagannath Rath Yatra. These pastimes are at the heart of Gaura Leela, Chaitanya Leela. It's interesting to note that the Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on for so long, you know, for 1,000 years or... And so there's some particular concept they had up to the time of Mahaprabhu would depend upon the inner awakenment, the depth of realization, conception, devotion of the particular devotee. But with the advent of Mahaprabhu and his residing in Jagannath Puri, from the notes of Sri Damodar, Pastor Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we come to gain a whole new perspective and insight into the Rath Yatra. Although it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, it's not described in detail there what to speak of the type of insight that's provided by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So that is why Chaitanya Charitamritam is, you know, singular in importance for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. As Guru Maharaj said, and with this maxim, as connotation increases, denotation decreases. So if we say, well, there's Bhagavad Gita, we should all study the Bhagavad Gita, north, south, east, and west, everyone will agree. The Vaishnavas, the Mayavadis, the Western scholars, movie makers, everyone, yes, Bhagavad Gita. But if we increase the connotation of what is meant by Bhagavad Gita, the denotation will narrow in one sense, become more refined. So if we say, well, really, Bhagavad Gita has to be understood in terms of, in the light of the Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, then you're left with really Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Sri Vaishnavas, Madhvas, Gaudiyas, etc. But if we take it further and say, yes, and that needs, that Bhagavatam, where some key verses that are at play in these pastimes, that needs to be understood in the light of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you're left with Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Right? So this Kurukshetra chapter in the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam is very mysterious in the presentation. Right? As we can think, well, the first half is particularly relishable by the devotees, includes the childhood pastimes of Krishna, the Rasa Leela pastimes, which interestingly appear in these Rath Yatra pastimes. But it includes Krishna's so-called apparent leaving Vrindavan, being taken to Mathura and into Dwaraka. And by the time he's in the Dwaraka and so many other types of pastimes are at play, we may be thinking, oh, the Vrindavan pastimes, they're so far behind. We left them so long ago. Now we're in chapter 80s, and it was so, you know, 50 chapters ago. But when the solar eclipse comes, and at that time, one should be engaged in some auspicious activities in the holy place, the Krishna, the queens of Dwaraka, and all their attendants and associates, on the plea of this solar eclipse necessity of visiting a holy place, engaged in some particular type of spiritual activities, they all go to Kurukshetra, as do Nanda, Yashoda, and the gopis and the gopas, which includes Srimati Radharani and her group. They're coming from Vrindavan. They're converging in Kurukshetra. This passage is so significant and key in understanding Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I remember when I first joined in the San Francisco temple, 1971, May, its name, Prabhupada would give different centers different names. It was known as New Jagannath Puri. Right? It's on the ocean, and every year would be this celebration of Rath Yatra. So we were fortunate to see Srila Prabhupada riding on the chariot of Subhadra, speaking about, you know, Jagannatha Shami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tume, quoting Mahaprabhu, and speaking of the six Goswamis and the significance of all of this. And later we heard Srila Guru Maharaj say that when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur were on pilgrimage, they also went on like Dham Parikrama. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave his opinion that a man of real bhajan would prefer Kurukshetra. And he had a mind to do that himself, actually. Then he got this inspiration to go to Krishnanagar, Swarup Ganj, Swananda Sukhada Kunj, discover Mayapur. Krishna directed him in another way. But from his own personal point of view and preference, he expressed this preference for Kurukshetra. And not the Kurukshetra of Bhagavad Gita, not in that sense, but in this sense, this meeting of Krishna, the inhabitants of Dwaraka, and Radharani and Braja Gopis, and inhabitants of Vrindavan. Why? As Guru Maharaj heard from Saraswati Thakur, because he said, and this is highly contextual, but he said, we know Vrindavan is for shallow, hollow thinkers, but men of substance, they will prefer Kurukshetra. So this is a perplexing statement. Guru Maharaj himself says, when I heard this, it was as if I'd fallen out of the top of a tree. That was how shocking it was. We're hearing Vrindavan, that's the highest, holiest places, Radhakund, all these places are there. Only the highest section of liberated souls can enter that plane. And now Guru Maharaj is telling that's for shallow, hollow men, not men of substance. They will prefer Kurukshetra. How? Why? What sort of explanation must there be? And it's in this context, saying that Vrindavan, what is it famous for? It is Milan, meeting, union. Those pastimes are celebrated there. It's also included within these particular pastimes by inference and otherwise. But Kurukshetra is where separation reaches its zenith point. Bahe Bishajalahoy Bitare Anandamoy Krishna Premer Premer Adbhuta Charit, the wonderful, astonishing characteristic of Krishna Prem is that although externally it appears as though one has been poisoned, their body is on fire, the heart's full of, as if it's been poisoned. That's externally. Internally, they're relishing some peculiar, strange nectarine substance. Pida, beer, navakala, kuta, katuta, garvasya, nirvasano, nishandena, sudam, madurima, hankara, sankochanai, prema, sundari, nandanandana, paro. Anyway, Rupa Goswami saying like that. Suffering the effects of being bitten by a cobra, like suffering the effects of cobra venom while being bathing in a shower of nectar. So these sort of contradictory sentiments are somehow united. The intensity of one bringing depth of the other. So we're told separation penetrates a deeper region of heart than union or meeting. Thus the statement, Vrindavan, the land of union, is for shallow thinkers. The men of real substance will prefer Kurukshetra. If separation reaches its zenith point there, as it does, we understand the quality of the Brajagopis is such that they're condemning the creator, Brahma, for making eyes that blink. Because for that momentary blinking, they're unable to drink the nectarine beauty of Krishna. Yang shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam, the inconceivable beauty of Krishna. It's so compelling, new at every moment, that the blink of an eye is intolerable. Right? Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravrshayitam. Seems like a yuga, millions of years. They're told the rasa dance, it lasts for a night of Brahma. That means 4,300,000,000 years. Right? Yeah. And the intensity of what is in the heart of the Brajagopis is such that they think that amount of time, right? So many nights assemble at the call of Yogamaya to extend that night. Here in Krishna Leela is the expansion and contraction of time and space. It's all possible by Krishna. So this night, and the romantic poetry and the romantic songs, they allude to a night that goes forever, that they wish would not end. Right? The dance that goes on forever, that will not end. That's the rasa dance. It's that night. It's the night of the rasa dance, and the rasa dance itself that goes on forever and never ends. So as a means of measurement, 4,300,000,000 years. And what is that from the point of view of the Brajagopis? They think, it was like the blink of an eye. It was too fast. There wasn't enough. Gurudev liked to quote this song of, who is it, Chandidas, where he says, one will never be satisfied by union with Krishna. It's not possible. one will always be left in a position of desiring more. Right? So they think that 4 billion, 300 million years is like the blink of an eye. But so that's from the point of view of union. From the point of view of separation, they're saying the blink of an eye is like a day of Brahma. The blink of an eye is like intolerably long. It's like 4 billion, 300 million years. So we see separate as inconceivable as the magnitude and depth of the ecstasy in union is, separation going in another direction achieves an even deeper region. And how do they work together? So that generates the what? And the sloka, samutkanta, what means this kind of intense pining, longing, hankering, so that when union finally takes place, it's of greater intensity. Separation intensifies the ecstasy and happiness of union. As Guru Maharaj will say, hunger. Yeah, there's a saying, hunger is the best spice. If you're really hungry, you're relishing every morsel of what's being taken. So under that principle, when the heart has reached the depths of union, then of separation, then union can be appreciated. That's why without such feelings, it's not advisable by the spiritual experts to culture the pastimes of union. They only come to give relief to the separation-plagued heart. It's like snake venom is nectar if someone's suffering from snake bite. Then it's life-giving nectar. Without the snake bite, there may be some other consequences. So those Brajagopis who are cursing the Creator, these girls, half-civilized, simple, silly jungle girls, Guru Maharaj called them, right? These gopis, they have the audacity to curse Brahma, the Creator, for making eyes that blink. Radharani in one place said, I would have rather been a fish. When they have, like, their eyes are always open. They're not blinking, most of them. So that group who can't tolerate the blink of an eye, been separated from Krishna for so long that at last they get the opportunity to meet with him in Kurukshetra. And Srila Guru Maharaj gave the example of said like in football, soccer for the Americans. But said, if the ball comes, it's going back and forth midfield, it's not, people don't really care. It's not a great loss if we go this side, that side, this side, that side. But if it comes down near the goal and just misses, then it's intolerable to the people. Our London Mott is in East London. I mean, it's England, so it gets weird. The team West Ham plays in East London. Figure it out. But the stadium's right there next to our Mott. And sometimes maybe there's 100,000 people there. And you can hear, if the ball just misses the goal, 100,000 people in unison go, oh, oh. It's amazing to hear 100,000 people go, oh. You know, they're like, they had some poster, Devashish Prabhu told me, he said, for some people, football, they think football is like as important as life. And they said, it's more important than that. So that's how they feel about that, 100,000 people. When the Brajagopis come and see their beloved Krishna, they can't tolerate the blink of an eye of separation. And they, before them is Rajvesh. He's in the dress of a king. They see no flute. He's wearing a crown. There's no Gopavesh, cowherd dress. And all the Braja Gopis, so close, but no goal. Can't reach the desired goal. They can't conceal their disappointment. So that Bhagavatam sloka, really, we can say it's more fully expressed or revealed in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Ahuschate nalina nava pararavindam yogeshwari hridivichintam agadabodhai saṃsāra kūpa patito taranavalambam gehum jusam api manasuriyat sadana. Where the gopis expressing their disappointment, Radharani herself. And previously, you sent Uddhava to assuage our separation-plagued hearts. And that Uddhava is telling us to. We should learn yoga. Gopis should start doing yoga. And learn how to meditate, sit there in yoga, you know, meditate on Krishna, or telling us from Gyan point of view, God's everywhere, in everything, and we should learn that type of culture so we can see God in everywhere and everything like that, or learn to meditate like these yogis. And she and Braja Gopi said, we are not Gyanis, we're not yogis, we're those half-civilized, silly jungle girls. We only know one thing, that we want a family life with you. We want your lotus feet in our hearts. That means back in Vrindavan. Anyara hridayaman moraman Vrindavan. Radharani Mahaprabhu is expressing her sentiments. He is expressing them before Jagannath as the Rath Yatra festival takes place. That normally one's heart and mind are taken to be one. She's saying, my heart and Vrindavan are one. Radha Padmankita Dham Vrindavan Jaranam. Vrindavan really is the soil that's embellished with the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi tata tutot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudhambu rasi. Through Chaitanya Leela, the entrance to Gaura Leela, the entrance to Krishna Leela is there. The radha rasa shudhanidhi flows from the heart, those who dedicate themselves in the service of the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. Right? So, Radharani is expressing her disappointment. And also they want to know, has Krishna forgotten them? Mahaprabhu will dance before Jagannath, and then we're told, he'll go to the back of the chariots. He's playing the drama with his hands. He's dancing in a particular way, in the mood of Radharani, he goes to the back to say, have you forgotten us? Jagannath is Dwaraka Krishna. Right? Then the chariot will stop. Jagannath will stop the chariot. All three chariots stop. And say, no, I've not forgotten you. Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amitatyaya kalpate distya madashin matsneho distya. Nasin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. Krishna tells them that normally the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, they all want my connection to get free from sinful reactions, to get liberated from this world of suffering. relief from the body, mind, senses, so many things. And if they do get connection with me, they consider themselves most fortunate. And that's true. That's true for them. It's not untrue. He's saying, but me, what about me? This is what the whole Chaitanya Charitamritam reveals, that really we don't find so clearly expressed anywhere else in any other scripture. He's sharing his inner feelings from his perspective. That we don't hear so much in other places. Krishna being very candid and revealing how he feels. And he's saying, but I consider myself fortunate that I am the object of the pure love that's within your hearts. And although he says in the Gita, yeyatam amprapadyante, tams tataiva bhajamyaham, as they surrender to me, I reciprocate. Saying, in this instance, I cannot, napareyam niravadya samyujam. I cannot reciprocate. What you have in your heart is beyond me, Krishna. Told in Charitamritam, Krishna cannot, although he's omniscient and omnipotent, he cannot estimate the degree of the love of Srimati Radharani for him. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Bhana Eva Swadhyo Yena Bhuta Yasha Yena Bhuta Madhurima. He realizes that he can only theoretically understand that what she's experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. And who is he? Rasaraj Krishna, Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's ecstasy personified. And he's saying the happiness she's experiencing in this mutual loving exchange is not only greater than mine, or equal to or marginally better than what I experience, it's 10 million times greater than what I experience. That's my estimation, being omniscient Krishna. But I can't taste that from my present position. Why? Because Krishna, what did we say? Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham. He's the supreme male, the original enjoyer. From the position of an enjoyer, that cannot be relished. And this is the key for understanding devotion and Krishna consciousness. Lest we think that, oh, Krishna gets to enjoy everything, we get nothing. As one man said to Saraswati Thakur here, Saraswati Thakur said, everything and everyone, ourselves included, is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. And the man said, then what is our position? Saraswati Thakur said, you have no position. Guru Maharaj said, jiva is an impoverished shakti. No wealth of her own, really. So must come under the shelter of the asraya vigraha. Right? And then become, and that udoy, awakening of that wealth potential comes in the shelter and association of the asraya vigraha. Then something substantial can be expressed. So Krishna realizes, then he will have to take her position, aparam kasyapi pranayi janamrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva maduram upaboktam kamapiyam rucham swam avavre dutim iha tadiyan. Satchaitanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. Rupa Goswami, the Chaitanyastakam, says, Krishna steals the heart of Srimati Radharani, and being and possession of and enveloped by her heart, the radiance of which is the Kanti, Bhavan Kanti, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, then Shyamasundar Krishna appears as Gauranga Sundar Mahaprabhu. And then he can understand what is her position. So Radharani and Brajagopis at that meeting in Kurukshetra, her idea, their idea, is to take Krishna back with them to Vrindavan. That's the idea. We heard that originally from Srila Prabhupada in the beginning, saying, what is it? What is this? He said, it's celebrating the joy of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. After all of this separation, the intensity. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, at that time, because separation has reached its zenith point, Srimati Radharani is in the greatest need of assistance from her serving group. And he said, so if you can render service at that time, in that place, under those circumstances, then you draw the greatest sort of remuneration, there's no question of ever descending into this plane ever again. And Guru Maharaj further elucidated this by saying, the gratitude of Srimati Radharani to the servitors rendering service at that time is such that the gift exceeds the constitutional capacity of jiva souls. Here, by Rupa Goswami, they can, you know, Madhoshradha Tatasara Sango Bhajana Kriya Tatonarta Tatonarta Nivritisha Tato Anartha Nivritisha Tato Nishta Ruchi Tata Tata Shakti Tato Bhava Bhava Prema Bhun Dunchati Krishna Prem. And how far can they go? Sneho, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, up to the plane of Bhav. But Mahabhav, we're told, that is the exclusive domain of Srimati Radharani and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Guru Maharaj said, in this instance, Radharani is so pleased by the servitors rendering service at that time that she's distributing Mahabhav to them. What is beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva to experience, she's giving them a taste of that, saying, here, have a taste of what we're enjoying. And Guru Maharaj said, once experiencing that, not only all other tastes, but all other rasas become tasteless. Right? So Guru Maharaj, in his interpretation on the Gita Sloka, raso varjam raso pyasya param drishvan ivartate. What's the superior taste? Chaitanya lila, gaur lila. So the very best thing is being given. When someone heard Guru Maharaj give this most astonishing talk about these slokas and Mahaprabhu and his descent and his gift, namo mahavaranaya krishna prema pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Chishay Namaha. With his mouth left open astonished, the devotee said, why does Mahaprabhu do this? Give the highest thing to the lowest people. And Guru Maharaj answered by saying, this is the very nature of Sri Chaitanya Avatar. What Krishna has estimated to be the highest thing, Jari Gaur Nahoita Tabiki Hoita Kamari Taritam Kamari Daritam Dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janata Jagata Janatoke. Saying what Radharani possesses in her heart, there's no greater thing than that. There is no greater Krishna consciousness than that. Krishna Moyi, there's no greater source of Krishna consciousness, of Krishna giving than her. So what he understands to be the most valuable thing, that's his idea, to gift that to the most fallen souls. Krishna, Lilamrita Sar Tar Sata Satadar Das DK Jaha Vaha Hoite, Se Chaitanya Lilahoi Sarovarakshoi Manasa Charaha Tahate. Thing. Krishna Lila is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. What is Chaitanya Lila? The Odarja element, the element added of magnanimous distribution. It's being distributed, Das DK means, in the 10 directions, north, south, east, west, and everything in between, and up and down, everywhere. So, this pastime, when once a year, I told Puri's like Dwaraka, Jagannath like Krishna and Dwaraka. Once a year, he's overwhelmed to the extreme degree by separation from Vrindavan. And wants to visit there on the plea of going with his brother and sister to his hometown so that the goddess of fortune and those who represent the goddess of fortune, there won't be any suspicion, anything, with brother and sister, go visit the hometown. Right. So after the Shnan Yatra, which was a couple of weeks ago, Jagannath is in seclusion and not seen. So for the genuine devotees, they're really heartbroken during this time. They can't have the darshan of the Lord. Their Mahaprabhu is particularly affected going to other places. But the time of the Gundicha Marjan, they reassemble. And Gundicha represents Vrindavan. So Jagannath's going to go from the Puri, his Puri temple, along the main road in the Rath Yatra procession and end up in Gundicha, which is Vrindavan, and stay there for some 9 days or so. So Mahaprabhu and his devotees, they go to the Gundicha temple, because it's once a year, and clean that place. How do they clean it? They're using buckets of water, everyone's chanting Krishna Nam, that's how they indicate everything. But we're told sometimes Mahaprabhu's cleansing with his tears. He's wiping the Sringasan with his cloth and cleansing with his tears. He's also examining how much dust and dirt they're collecting, encouraging some to follow the example of others, sometimes chastising someone a little bit that they could do better. And although it's a literal pastime, metaphorically also it has to do with cleansing one's heart and making it prepared for the Lord to appear there. And that sloka, that bhukti mukti sprihat pisachi hridivartate, where Guru Maharaj said, how can we invite the most dignified lady, Bhakti Devi, to sit in our hearts in the presence of the two witches, bhukti and mukti? So there are many things to be considered, and it's very sweet pastimes. Yeah, but Mahaprabhu himself is engaged in cleansing that temple and preparing it for the Lord's arrival. And we'll see tomorrow, actually it's also broadcast on Indian television. It's like in some countries they have a big parade. Like they might broadcast a national parade or military parade or different types of parades. In India, it's a national television broadcast still of the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And they will describe everything, the chariots, and it's a very extraordinary thing. Because Jagannath, how did he get this form? There are different pastime descriptions. But what is most consistent with the theme of separation is, as we hear in Bhagavatamritam, Krishna in Dwaraka, one day so overwhelmed he cannot get out of bed. Rohini, Balaram's mother, has a place in Vrindavan and Dwaraka. She's telling the queens about Braja Leela because they're eager to hear that. They hear that sometimes they discuss with one another Krishna's behavior or sometimes his apparent absent-mindedness. So one queen is sharing, sometimes he's, you know, at night in his sleep, he's calling out the names of cows. Oh, really? And not only that, the names of gopis. Really, yeah. And another queen said, no, what do you mean, at night, during sleep? Sometimes during the day, it's as if he's not here. And he is overwhelmed in separation. And so talking about Vrindavan, Rohini is sharing so many things with them. That brings about this intense separation in Dwaraka Krishna, so intense that the ecstatic transformation transforms his divine form. Like when there's motion in a particular direction, if you stop that motion immediately, the force of the momentum will bring about some kind of a transformation in the object. So we can say that Krishna is moving at the speed of infinity in Dwaraka Leela. Right. As Guru Maharaj said, the infinite Saraswati Thakur, Goloka means it's a sphere, a ball of infinity. An infinite number of points make a line, an infinite number of lines make a plane, an infinite number of planes, infinite number of lines make a plane, infinite number of planes, I forget the last part, but in the end, it's a goloka, a sphere of infinites. So he's moving in Dwaraka Leela at the speed of infinity, and then the pull of Vrindavan, the separation from Vrindavan, is pulling in another direction. And that creates this ecstatic transformation. The intensity is such that his arms enter his body, his eyes become big, very big, and he takes on the form of Jagannath, and by extension, contact, Balaram and Subhadra as well. So that Dwaraka Krishna, Jagannath, Mahaprabhu and his devotees see him come out of the temple. We can say that he's stunned in this ecstatic condition. He needs the help of his servitors. So the Gotas, they're carrying Jagannath on these giant cotton pads called the Pandu Vijay. They can carry him, these very strong, huge men. They lift him up and then sort of drop him on one, pick him up and take him to another. When they set him down on them, they have a tendency to crack. The cotton floats into the air. We hear the servitors of Jagannath, they're even, cursing, expressing complaints. But it's all part of his play. They take him gradually. You'll see, it takes, the Pandu Vijay takes maybe 8 hours or to come outside and for Jagannath, Subhadra and Balabhadra to ascend their chariots. And then they began moving after some time. And Mahaprabhu would come before Jagannath. saying Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitana Namne Gaurtase Namaha. And some prayer from Mukundamala Stotram, the Bhagavatam, Jayati Janani Vasudevaki Janma Vado Yarubara Rishatsvara Syanam. What is that? Sushmita Srimukena Braja Vanita Brajadeva Puritanam Bardeyam Kamadeva Gopi Bartur Padakamaleo Dasanudasa. Entering this Gopi Bhav, and then particularly Radha Bhav. Sometimes we're told he's doing the Udanda Nritya, means like going very high, leaping very high into the air and coming down, leaping very high into the air and coming down. Swarup Damodar is singing songs. Nityananda Prabhu is dancing. Advaita Acharya is dancing. Vrakeshwar Pandit is dancing. Srivas Thakur is dancing. So other devotees are singing songs. There are seven groups, 14 mridangas, experts singing, dancing. Sometimes Mahaprabhu shows himself in all seven groups. Just like in the Rasa Leela, everyone thought Krishna was looking at her and with her and her alone. Mahaprabhu is showing this also with the groups and the devotees. Sometimes he's doing the Tandava Nritya, which means like devastating dance, dancing wildly, madly. Nityananda Prabhu trying to catch him. Advaita going behind, going, Haribo, Haribo. Mahaprabhu running madly. Nityananda can't catch him. Sometimes Nityananda looks over and he sees Mahaprabhu before Jagannath, and he doesn't see Mahaprabhu, he sees Srimati Radharani herself. She's before Jagannath, pouring her heart out in divine song and prayer. And Nityananda at those times, he won't go near because that will bring Mahaprabhu out of that particular divine mood. Only he can see that, or special devotees. But then we're told Mahaprabhu sometimes singing what would be the equivalent of a mundane song. And Guru Maharaj saying that really it's a famous sloka that's used to teach alankar. It's used for teaching Sanskrit, how to properly combine words, concepts, sounds, many things, concepts particularly. And it's a girl, spoken from the point of view of a girl who's pining for the lover of her youth. When she was a young girl, they were on the banks of a particular river and they were in love together and like that. So some people would think, why is Mahaprabhu singing this song? There are also simple-hearted devotees that whatever is done, that doesn't cross their mind. But some are thinking, this is unusual. Why should he be singing this? Srup Damodar knows why, right? Srupam Bridbrano Jagatatulyam. He's incomparable. Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar. But we're told one year, Rupa Goswami, he writes a parallel sloka saying, who is that girl? Who is that boy? What is that river? What is that? It's all Radha, Krishna, Jamuna, Vrindavan. When Mahaprabhu found that sloka, he was shocked and asked Rupa Damodar, how can Rupa know this? I know what it means and you know what it means, but besides the two of us, no one else knows really what this means. How could he know that? And Rupa Damodar says, you must have revealed it to him. I didn't say anything. So you must have revealed this in his heart. And Mahaprabhu was saying, yes, because he's qualified to know all these things. He'll carry on my line. Therefore, it's the Rupanuga Sampradaya, Rupanuga line. Interestingly, during the dancing, told Prataparudra Maharaj, he's got an attendant named Hari Chandan. He's like on his shoulders watching the dancing of Mahaprabhu. Because the gods are descending in human form to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. Sado pasya srimandritam manujakaye pranayatam bahadbi girvane girisha parameshta prabhritibi shabbaktebya sudham bhajanam mudram upadishan satchaitanya kame punar apidashor yashatibadam brahma shiva and others. They're descending as human beings to get a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga Sundar. Raso dama kamar buddha madura damojula tanur, like 10 million cupids in full blown cupidity, that sort of sweetness. And why did I say this? About Rupa Goswami.
It was revealed to him.
Pardon me?
It was revealed to him.
Oh, into his heart. And what he expressed in that sloka by Mahaprabhu. So these two, or there are two focal points that are only underscored and fully expressed in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, the importance of this pastime celebrated every year by Mahaprabhu for some 18 years or so. Only in the end, where we talk, the last 12 years in Puri, I'm sure he came out for this, but in the Gangbira with Ramananda and Srup Damodar, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav at the time of the Uddhava Darshan. That means to say Brahma Gita, the divine madness expressed by Srimati Radharani. So, Rath Yatra, the zenith of separation, and this other separation point. But that one behind closed doors was Srup Damodar and Ramananda, and this publicly. Prataparudra on the shoulders of Harichandan to get a glimpse of Mahaprabhu. But then Srivas Thakur is there dancing in ecstasy, and Harichandan, he doesn't know who's Srivas, he's like, you know, the king is on my shoulders here, you know, can you move out of the way? And he like pushes Srivas Thakur, and Srivas Thakur turns around and slaps him. And Harichandan, he's upset, and then Prataparudra Maharaj is saying, you're so fortunate, you were touched by the hand, the lotus hand of Srivas Thakur. I'm not so fortunate. These things are going on too. Mahaprabhu sometimes, you know, tears are shooting out of his eyes as if from a syringe, and it's making all the devotees surrounding wet. There's three circles. One with Nityananda Prabhu and others, another level, a third level. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes he's foaming at the mouth, and it looks like nectar descending from the moon. Another devotee named Subhananda will take that foam and drink it. And he's described as a rasic Vaishnava. That's the kind we're interested in. Right? It's extraordinary. And that, so when Mahaprabhu of being touched by Pratapa Rudra publicly and saying, oh, who knows what will happen to me? I've been touched by a materialist, a king. I'm so unfortunate. That play is there after the exhaustion from the dancing and the midway point. Mahaprabhu enters the garden. It's Pratapa Rudra Maharaj who's massaging his lotus feet. Then Mahaprabhu is embracing him when he sings Gopi Gita, particularly Tavakatamritam, Tapta Jivanam, Kaviviriditam, Kalmasha Apaham, Shravanamangalam, Srimadatatam, Bhuvi Grananti Te, Buridajana. Again, he's saying, those who tell people about Krishna are giving people the best thing ever. Because whether you're just a suffering materialist or suffering conditioned soul, or you're suffering in separation from Krishna, you're the most exalted thing. The same medicine is there for everybody. It's only this one thing. There's not two things. There's just this one thing. It's to hear about, talk about Krishna. That's what this is all about. Say, what should we say to people? Tell them about Krishna. Let them hear the name of Krishna. Let them hear something about Krishna. Don't worry about the consequences. The consequences of it are actually really good. Tapta means it's the relief of all suffering. I'm wondering about this. You know, don't wonder about it. Somehow or other, tell people about Krishna. By hook or by crook, by trick. It's the only benefit they're going to get in this life, to live through this whole life where the Krishna consciousness movement is here, available right now, and to not get some connection with it is tragic. It's like, so close to the goal, something. Some kind of, that's why Mahaprabhu was saying, like, what you're giving and how valuable, I don't know how to reciprocate. But I just want to hug you. So he embraces him. That Mahaprabhu who his, when you say his hair stand on end, like we may say, oh yeah, you know, different times our hair stand on end. When Mahaprabhu's hair stand on end, they're like thorns. That's intense, like gold, it looks like golden thorns. That's intense. Right? His legs and feet sometimes become like wood. Right? Tears shooting out of his eyes. When he falls to the ground, the earth shakes. And devotees, in the midst of all this ecstasy and happiness, sometimes when they see these things, it's so devastating that it appears as though he's going to leave the world. And now they're devastated. The minute before they were so happy, now it appears as though he's leaving the world. It's that intense. But somehow he is revived. So, rolling on the ground, Kaviraj Goswami says, it looks like a golden mountain rolling. And Guru Maharaj, golden volcano. We've seen sometimes on the internet, on YouTube, a volcanic eruption. And you see the lava come out. And whatever envelops, it just consumes. So he's saying the Shikshastakam is like lava coming out of the heart. It's intense what's being expressed. We may not detect the intensity, Guru Maharaj did. It's that lava-like hotness and it like that type of volcanic eruption from the heart. He's saying that's what the Shikshastakam is from Mahaprabhu. Guru Maharaj has the ability to read that level of depth and intensity and express it perfectly with the perfect example. So it's a very happy festival. It's also very intense. And it's, the who will save the world will appear in the east. That means Puri. So it's taken in some instances, oh, that means Jagannath. And then he comes out once a year for everybody. And all throughout the year, the Jagannath Prasad is distributed to everyone. Jagannath Puri is so exalted, we're told, that even every living being there appears to have four arms, Vishnu forms. Even animals. Saying, if you sleep there, it's like it's equivalent to samadhi. Right? If you lie down, it's like giving dandavats. And there are many other things too. So it's so special. But somebody's saying the Savior will come from the east, Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Prasad, etc. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared on that. If he was any closer, Bhaktivinoda's resident was any closer to the temple, he would have appeared like on the altar. You can't get any closer than where Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world. And when that, what was it said? Rata, Rudyasharadadi, Pallavi, Rupa Goswami, talking about the chariot coming down the main road. That's when his mother, Bhagavati Devi, brought him out to show to the deity. They put the baby before Jagannath. Jagannath's garland fell onto the baby to acknowledge the presence of. So, and Guru Mahārāj said, it's so auspicious tomorrow. It's a good time for new beginnings. So it's on that day, tomorrow, in 1942, that he declared, you know, Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. It's the birthday of Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat. But when Guru Mahārāj says, it's a good day to begin something. New beginnings. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Srimat Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadipa Kaladri Raje Yatra Sri Gora Saraswata Nirata Gora Gata Grananti Nityam Rupa Nuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. And this is what Srila Guru Mahārāj is bringing us in connection with. So this is not a peripheral pastime. It's central. Very central to Mahaprabhu's pastime and very important for all of us. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava Tame Hare Krishna.